Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
A financial exchange named Kalshi thinks that there is an odds in favorite to headline the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show. And it is kind of the most obvious choice, because when you're in charge of the Super Bowl halftime show, you would think at some point you're going to put yourself in this halftime show. So they believe that Jay-Z, who has been the producer of the Super Bowl halftime show, is the favorite to be the performance, the headliner for the 2026 halftime show.
While super exciting, I mean, Jay-Z is Jay-Z when it comes to music. I mean, he's one of the GOATs, right? He's just going to get so much crap if he assigns himself. It's like, It would be like the Nepo Bowl. Like, he would just be giving himself the job, right? People are going to give him a hard time.
Dude, are they putting odds on Taylor Swift? Because my theory, and I think you might have brought it up initially on the show, was that once she owned all of her masters and her music, then she might do the Super Bowl, because she would directly make all the cash off the residual streams, because artists don't get paid for the Super Bowl, but they benefit on the back end, right? Mm-hmm. With more streaming of their songs, and that's where the cash flow comes from. She's wrapped the Eras Tour. It's been a few months since she's wrapped it, so good for sleepy downtime. As far as I know, she doesn't have anything else planned, but I heard that she just filmed a music video.
Yes.
Okay.
Allegedly.
So wouldn't that be great timing if you dropped a single and then hit the Super Bowl to perform your newly acquired back catalog of masters and launched your new single?
Yeah, I appreciate her grind for sure. I just think if I'm Taylor Swift and I'm worth that much money, it's really all about the music at that point. And do you really need the money and the residuals from a Super Bowl appearance?
No, you don't. But if we live in a capitalist society where we have to pay you all the time for everything, then you need to pay us in your time.
At the same
time, trade.
At the same time, as an artist, to me, this is like one of those things I would want to check off my artist bucket list. Yeah. Like, because you have to pay for the set list. Like, you don't get any funding for it. Like, you have to fund it, which, of course, billionaire Taylor Swift is going to have no problem doing. In my opinion, I don't think we're going to get a Taylor Swift halftime performance until after Travis Kelce is out of the football league.
Okay.
Because I think she's going to want to say, hey, like, dude, this is your thing. Like, I don't want any attention being taken away from you until he's out of the NFL. So I highly doubt she'll be in the 2026 halftime show. And a lot of people feel the same way, because the stats are coming out that if it's not Jay-Z, the top contender for the halftime show is Post Malone, Cardi B, Metallica, Dua Lipa. But I don't think she's going to be in the halftime show. No. And then maybe our favorite artist, Ice Spice.
How about a Post Malone Jelly Roll?
Oh, that'd be
halftime
so good.
Show. I mean, they just got done with their tour, right?
Do we know where the halftime show is this year? Because don't they sometimes try and tie it in with the the city?
I believe it's California.
Yeah, it is.
Santa Clara.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. So maybe not a country artist this year, but maybe somebody from California.
If you guys could pick like your ideal, let's take Taylor Swift out of it because she is a likely for one day, a long shot artist performance for the Super Bowl. Who would you choose? Like for me, it would be a reunion of Britney NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys. Bring them back. 90s pop. It would crush.
Long shot?
Yes, long shot. Like that's never going to happen.
Amy Winehouse.
Okay, too long.
A doable long shot. Hey,
you know, but we could get AI with her, Ozzy Osbourne,
and a selfie Tina Turner.
Just like Rod Stewart did at that this performance of Forever Young the other day. Yeah, no. For me, I can't think of anybody that would be a total long shot because I'm basic and I love people that are mainstream. So all my favorite artists are probably going to perform the halftime show at one point. But you know what artist I love that I don't think people know that I love is I love Matchbox 20. I love Matchbox 20. So you know what? That would be my long shot pick just because
that's a long shot.
Yeah, we ain't never going to see Matchbox 20 in the Super Bowl halftime show.
We've had Rob Thomas in here a couple of times. Super nice guy. In fact, I still have, I got to bring this picture in for you. Him holding Hollis. Hollis was about a year old. Yeah. And he's doing the interview with my kid in his hands.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I think he just played here the other night. He just dropped a new album.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Love my boy, Rob Thomas.
I actually would like a rock. Like the idea of Metallica really, really excited me. I was not prepared for that reaction, but I think that would be incredible.
So good.
The Burt Show. The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I feel like I just got like shot out of a cannon.
It's the remix. Calvin Harris and his wife, Vic Hope, are shocking the internet, which might be the most bizarre thing I have ever seen a celebrity willingly post on their social media. So they just welcomed their first baby into the world. Congratulations.
Yay.
Love it for them.
Babies.
It's a little boy named Micah, and they announced...
Oh, yay for her, like Micah. A normal name.
Oh my God, it is a normal name, but you know it's not normal? The third slide on Calvin Harris's Welcome to the World post with his wife and his new son. You know, it's beautiful. He's like sleeping on his chest, and it's all the things you expect to see from a new parent. And then you just keep on moving that carousel along on Instagram, and then you see the biggest jump scare. He decided to post a photo of his wife's placenta on his social media same carousel. And it's beautiful, and you can tell.
No, it's not.
I mean, not the placenta, but like the whole post. You know, it's him with his son, and then it's the water birth with him and his wife, and then it's placenta.
Why?
And then it's the pills that the placenta was made out of.
So if you look at the carousel, what he's doing is, and it is beautiful, because she obviously had a water birth with what looks like in the home.
Is that when you were in a bathtub or something?
Yeah, like an inflatable tub. And
sink.
So, yeah, inflatable pool is what it looked like.
It did look like a kiddie pool.
Yeah.
Like they got from Walmart.
Yeah,
or something.
It looks like an inflatable kiddie pool. And so you see, first, anybody that is familiar with placentas, so if you work in the OB field, if you deliver babies, if you know, doctor, nurse, whatever, that looked like a very large placenta.
I mean, this was a close-up. It wasn't like it was in the background. It was like, wham, like a steak in front of you. Have you all seen Alien with the face hugger?
Yes.
It looked like that.
Well, you know what they say about women with big placentas.
But then you keep scrolling, and you see one of those...
Dehydrated.
Yes, as far as like if you're making beef jerky or if you're making fruit snacks. So they're drying out the placenta and then they turned it into pills. And he's showing the entire process. Okay. Placenta into it in the dehydrator and then into the pill form. And that she's, you know, obviously they're going to take the placenta pills or whatever.
Interesting.
But it was an odd choice to share.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want to know... That was an odd, that felt like a very large placenta.
Is it less odd if it's not part of the same carousel of the beautiful pictures up front?
Yeah, because you feel like you got, not like duped, but you think you're going to be looking at photos of them welcoming their child to the world. So you're like, you're going to see mom, you're going to see baby, you're going to see dad. Typically, when you make your birth announcement, you just focus on the baby, not the afterbirth.
And it was weird because you could see it cut up into like steak chunks on the dehydrator.
Neat.
And it's just... Exactly. So I'm not against you doing that. I'm the person who, when I gave birth, I asked to see my placenta because I was curious. But I feel like you need a disclaimer if you're going to post it. It's the same with people who post pics of their kid in surgery when it's like coming out of a C-section covered in blood. Like, ew. I didn't sign up for socials to see that, but I'm happy for you to post it. But could you give me like a heads up? Like, hey, if you keep scrolling, you're going to see, you know, the inside of my wife's body.
It felt like it should have been a separate post. Like, there should have been one being like, welcome to the world, baby Micah. Yay, we love you. And then, hey, by the way, if you're interested in this, we also decided to take this massive placenta, which looks like a jellyfish, and dehydrate it using our own dehydrator. And this is why we're doing it. It does feel a little bit like the woo-woo celebrity version of like when men take photos of like the giant fish that they caught and they want to like show the world.
Yeah, right. You should be holding it up.
That would have made me laugh.
Look what I caught.
So is there like a placenta chef that's doing all that, or do you do it yourself?
I think there are companies who can do it for you, but I think you can DIY it. But I mean, this is going to be disgusting saying it like this. I understand why people feel this way, but it is technically food preparation because you're you were putting it in pill form so you can swallow it again. So you got to take the correct, I guess.
I think that I would farm that one out to somebody else, like a contractor. I wouldn't try that myself.
Yeah. You wouldn't try to dehydrate your placenta yourself?
You could find like an Etsy witch or something to do it for you.
like a seance. And there's plenty of information on the internet about the benefits of eating placenta, the risk, how to do it.
How to pair it with a red wine.
Feels very Hannibal Lecter.
Would you do a Merlot? Would you do a Pinot? Or would you do a nice, like, I don't know, Sangiovese?
I don't know. I mean,
Chianti, for sure.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I was really thinking Malbec, but
to each their own. But if you would like to know the anecdotal and cultural beliefs in eating the placenta, it's mood improvement, postpartum depression prevention, increased energy, decreased fatigue, increased milk supply, reduced postpartum bleeding, and enhanced bonding with the newborn.
So yeah, there's so many advantages to it. It's just the pictures on the carousel that were so beautifully done in the beginning and not warning you that they were coming up is just a little odd.
Yeah, I feel like this is just one more thing for the crunchy woo-woo celebrities to be like, look, I'm better than you. I'm eating my own placenta just like my baby.
I do feel it's important to add, according to the Mayo Clinic, which I think is a respectable source, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued a warning against taking placenta capsules.
Okay.
There's your PSA.
Do your research, people.
Who needs NPR when you have us?
It's The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
We learned a really interesting fact about DJ Calvin Harris on Instagram the other day. We learned that he has a really, 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 really big placenta. Or his wife does, at the very least. Because on social media, when he was announcing the birth of his new child, Micah, he decided to share the placenta dehydrating process. And in that, he decided to post a photo of the world's largest placenta. Which, if you don't know what a placenta looks like, it looks like a jellyfish, in my opinion. Like a big red jellyfish.
Is that the thing that, like, is like laying there on the table after she gets... Oh, yeah, Stacey.
Well, because you actually go through...
In retrospect, wow, that was pretty big.
Yeah. You said that with like a shade of pride. Like, big placenta.
They're usually the size of a dinner plate.
Yeah, this is the first time I'm actually talking about it, but I remember seeing whatever that was, but too freaked out to ask about it.
Because you give birth not once, but twice. If you are doing a vaginal birth, you're going to give birth to the child. And then after that, you're going to give birth to the placenta, a.k.a. the afterbirth.
Is that the thing that they throw into like a bedpan looking thing?
Yes.
Oh.
And it's what attaches to your uterine wall, and the umbilical cord is attached to the placenta and attached to the baby, and that's how the baby
eats. How about that? I didn't know what it was because I was in such a panic because you remember like she coded out on the table. Mm-hmm. They literally put me in another room and she was like flatlining. So all I know is that the whole room was filled with all sorts of craziness and they got me out of there as quick as possible. So I wasn't really asking a lot of questions when I was in isolation. I'm like, and this is no joke. I was really like, I'm about to lose my wife. So what am I going to do with my future here? I'm going to move my mother-in-law in. So I didn't ask a lot of questions here because I really thought there was a chance I was going to lose her.
You know, placenta was on the bottom of your priority list.
Yeah, but I've never asked it. I mean, I saw it, that's for sure. And it was kind of shocking. I even remember the sound it made going into that steel pan, man.
Uh-huh, yep. So we were talking about this earlier, and I had given the AI overview of the benefits of eating your placenta. Because like Abby said, Calvin and his wife, they are dehydrating it and crushing it up and turning it into placenta pills.
They're snorting it in the bathroom.
No,
doing lines of placenta.
That is so rock and roll.
His sex DJ set.
But I wanted to make sure that we give balanced and fair information, right?
That's us.
Is that what
fair
we're here
and balanced.
For?
Right.
I don't know. We can pretend.
Are people complaining? Is that why you're doing this?
No. Okay. I actually felt like obligated to do this because I went to Mayo Clinic and they said eating the placenta after childbirth is not recommended. There's lack of proven benefits. There's no scientific evidence to support the claims that it prevents postpartum depression, eases postpartum bleeding, improves mood, energy, or milk supply, which is what we told you last time. And then there's also potential harm per the Mayo Clinic. It's not sterile, can harbor bacteria and viruses. Improper preparation, such as steaming and dehydrating for encapsulation, may not destroy infectious agents. So we're just going to leave it there.
Oh, so steam it like it's in a little dumpling. A little placenta dumpling.
Like a bowel bun.
Maybe we should do that on the next...
No, whatever you're about to say does.
Yes, the placenta menu.
I got a question. You're talking about dehydration. Is it a machine that they do?
Yeah, man.
Like you would do for, you put beef or you put like...
It's like when it's, you're like making jerky?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's basically you're making placenta jerky.
That's or exactly dried fruit or dried fruit snacks. Like if you're making a fruit roll up, you can have a placenta roll up.
That is not on the wall at Bucky's.
Maybe it should be.
That's the one thing that's not.
Yeah. How do you think your placenta would be best prepared? Like in a bolognese?
Abby, did you think that when you were putting your entertainment buzzes together today, we would have this much placenta chat?
You know what? And I love it because it's lighthearted and there's no other great news.
I'd like mine like bacon bits.
You like bacon bits?
You know,
like
a nice sprinkle it on a salad.
A nice Cobb salad. I don't know where to go from here.
I can be ready to move on.
Yeah, we're going to move on.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Okay, I was going to talk about Teddy Mellencamp here, but I'm not in the mood to be sad. So let's talk about something kind of goofy and silly. Let's talk about Tyra Banks and her weird fetish. So she was recently doing an interview where she was talking about something weird that she does that I think a lot of people have this hyperfixation on, and I've never personally understood it. But I love seeing hot women admit to their weird quirks, and Tyra Banks admitted that she really gets a kick out of it, really gets her going to be able to pop other people's pimples.
I like to pick. Yeah. I like the toe. And if it has some stuff in it, I don't mind digging it out. But I have a kit. You have to have a kit. So you have to have like some alcohol or some, you know, some stuff. And
Now, who are you doing that to?
Anyone that wants it. My mom, my friends, my man, my son. And then a pimple. Like, if you had a pimple,
you'd be staring at me the whole time?
I would be staring at you.
What would be your mental track? What would be going on in the brain?
I want it so bad. Like, I just love it. Like, pimple popper. Like that, you know.
Do you watch that show?
I don't watch it too much because it's like...
An addiction?
It's an addiction. It's disgusting and erotic at the same time.
Yeah. No, it's not erotic at all. No. Not even a little bit.
Okay, so on people, no. Absolutely not. I'm not a fan of, like, the pimple popping. I know that's a thing. There's a whole show that's got multiple seasons. It's crazy, right?
People love it.
They love it. For me... It's the dog eye boogies.
Oh.
I love picking out dog eye boogies, and it doesn't have to even have to be my dogs. If it's a strange dog, I will go in there. Now, for the record, back in the day, when I was... Stop blinking at me like that, Bert.
This is that gaze we were talking about the other day.
Yeah, the Gen Z stare.
He's totally giving me the Gen Z stare right now. So back in the day, my lazy butt would do it and just wipe it underneath the couch.
Gross.
I don't do that anymore.
You are your son.
Yes.
You know how your son does that with his own boogers? You are your son.
I don't do that anymore. Now, like, Boone, our Bernese mountain dog that we rescued, he's got, like, the biggest, gnarliest, chunkiest, dark eye boogers.
What's the matter with you?
I get them out, and then when you get the string that comes out with
it. Knock it off. I'd rather talk about that placenta stuff
if
again.
You get a really good one. And so, but now I go to the sink and I wash my hands and I wash it down the sink. So they don't get rubbed on anything. But every now and then, because Willie has, Willie gets really juicy ones in the corner of his eye because of his allergies. And so, and I got, because I get my nails did, right? I do S&S and I can get in there and I can dig it out and get the whole glob.
What happened to you?
It's so satisfying.
It's satisfying.
Just just want you to know you did that for over 60 seconds.
I did.
I will say this on the pimple popping. If you do a search in your socials.
Don't do it.
Or one video.
Don't do it.
You're going to get 10,000 videos.
Every day
they pop up.
Is that the ones that they're doing it literally with both hands?
Everything.
Because I've seen
that.
They
do tools, hands, whatever. And they're everywhere.
Sometimes
I get one so big it makes me gag.
And you like that?
Yeah, I do.
Save that.
Bart's a lucky man if you like gagging.
What is the matter with you?
I don't know. I don't know, but I feel Tyra Banks on a certain level. I mean, that's not my jam, but yeah, no, it's gross, but it's satisfying because after you get like it's clean and it's clear and the eyes are pristine and you feel like you accomplished something.
I think the only thing that I can draw a connection to is I really like the taste of Ace's boogers. Is that weird?
Oh.
Wait, are you being facetious?
Yes.
I don't know, y'all. Y'all be surprised at me daily.
Girl, it says more about Bert that you questioned whether or not he was lying. Right.
I don't have any weird... The only weird thing that I love watching on the internet is those ASMR videos where it's like people being
terrible.
Like,
oh, so annoying.
ASMR videos.
No!
They're so great when they whisper in your ear. It's the greatest.
Jacked up show.
For more stories, head to the Bert Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Bert Show.